The papal conclave is beginning today at the Vatican.
133 cardinal electors are undertaking the solemn task of choosing the next leader of the Catholic Church.
Joining me from outside St. Peter's Square in Rome is NPR religion correspondent Jason DeRose. Jason, so let's start by just telling us what's happening throughout the day there.
Well, as much as there have been lots of conversations about church politics and global affairs, today is a day of religious ceremony and spiritual preparation leading up to the votes. A morning mass in St. Peter's Basilica, which is the only public event, a procession from the Vatican's Pauline Chapel to the Sistine Chapel while chanting the Litany of Saints, the hymn Veni Creator Spiritus to invoke the Holy Spirit, and an oath while touching the Gospels, the call Extra Omnes sending out all those not directly involved in the election, a final sermon, and then the voting begins.
Wow. All right, now you've spoken with one of the cardinals who will be voting. What'd you hear from him?
Well, Cardinal Michael Czerny is a Canadian Jesuit who has worked here at the Vatican under Pope Francis. This is his first time participating in the conclave. He's only been a cardinal since 2019 when Francis made him one. He says that cardinals are not focusing on the politics of the church or of the world when they're making this decision.
It's neither the person, in the sense of the individual qualities, nor is it the issues. Voting is not based on calculation. Our voting is based on openness to the Holy Spirit.
Czerny stressed several times with me that he considers this election a religious experience, not primarily a political one. And I think that's something we don't pay enough attention to in secular culture, and what makes the outcome so unpredictable.
Yeah. Now, what have the cardinals been talking about amongst themselves in the days leading up to today?
Well, it's clear from what the Vatican has been telling us about these meetings that are happening with the cardinals that they are serious issues of war and peace, migration and climate change. But Cardinal Czerny says he's not anxious.
The church herself is the expression of God's love for us in history. We're not lost or not orphans. We are in God's hands, and we believe that God will act among us and we will have the Holy Father he wants us to have.
But still, the Vatican is also telling us that the cardinals are discussing internal problems, church finances, clergy sex abuse, as well as divisions within the church over doctrine.
Now, Jason, you're in Rome right now, but you mainly cover religion in the United States. So what can you tell us about the relationship of American Catholics to the papacy and to that doctrine that you mentioned?
Well, about 20% of Americans identify as Catholic, and large majorities hold views that contradict official church teachings from the Pope. One example, Pew Research finds that even though abortion is considered a grave sin within Catholicism, 6 in 10 American Catholics believe abortion should be legal in all or most cases. Despite disagreeing with church teaching, many American Catholics keep a close eye on who the Pope is because he sets the tone and the agenda for the whole church. So as we look at this conclave, more progressive Catholics might be delighted by someone like Pope Francis because of his focus on issues like poverty, migration, and the environment. At the same time, more conservative Catholics are looking for someone more traditional, focused on that church doctrine.
That's NPR religion correspondent Jason DeRose in Rome. Jason, thank you.
You're welcome.